Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. No. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in. He left social media for about a month, and he claims he saw a UFO once. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Hey. All right, guys, you have to tell me, is this weird or is this not? It's totally normal. It's cool. I was at a restaurant with my family, and when we go in there, the boys get distracted or whether they cause a ruckus, so I have to give them either iPads or whatever, their phones, so they can kind of just be busy. Instead, this time I said, you know what? I'm going to take a book in there. And it's one of those like find books where you, it's like an illustrated picture and you got to find the hot dog. You got to find the candle. You got to find.
Like a Where's Waldo
book. Yeah, hidden picture.
The highlights.
Hidden picture book. And so we're all sitting there playing it. And then the server comes up and he's like, hey, can I take your drinks? Yeah, we get our drinks. But what are you guys looking at? Oh, it's just a hidden picture book.
You didn't bring it up to him. He brought it up to you.
He brought it up.
Okay.
And he said, well, what are we looking for? And I go, we're looking for the carrot. Oh, well, let me see. And he sits down, grabs the picture book, and starts looking for the carrot. 30 seconds goes by. A minute goes by. Guys, for 3 minutes, he's like, I can't find this carrot. And I'm looking around like, is he going to like get up and go wait on other tables? Or is he going to stay here till he finds the carrot? He would have gone 10 minutes, and then I finally found the carrot. I'm like, dude, I think we found the carrot. There it is right there. Thank you. You can get up now. He's like, God, dude, that was the hardest picture book I've ever done. That's crazy. Oh, what else are we looking for? I'm like, no, we're good. We're good. We're done playing with it anyway.
So the question is,
is it weird that the server sat down with us to play our hidden picture book?
Lunchbox?
He's working you for a tip.
Exactly.
He's milking you, fool.
Well, I don't think it's milking.
Milking.
I think he probably overcommitted himself to being part of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so all he's doing.
I don't know that it's like weird as in like... It's uncomfortable or like he's creepy because the kid. I don't think it's any of that.
No, I wasn't thinking creepy.
I think
the kids,
you know. I waited tables for a long time. What you try to do is find something in common with people immediately, so they feel like you're part of their group, like they have a connection with you. And he's like, oh, look at this. Let me hop in. And then I think the sitting down.
He pulled up a chair.
Yeah,
and then grabbed the book.
And that's a move, but that's probably a little much.
And even my kids, when he left, were like, what the crap was that?
Because it's boring. It's either you guys think it's weird or you think it's awesome. Like, we have the coolest waiter in the whole world.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And what if he would have found the carrot right away? You'd have been like, man, you're really good at this.
Our waiter's awesome.
He even said at one point, he's like, you mind if I take this back to the kitchen and see if we can find the carrot back there? I'm like, no.
What?
No, yeah.
Weird.
He was fixated on finding that carrot.
Maybe he loved finding stuff. I'm going to go with, was it weird? Yes, but weird doesn't always mean wrong.
That's true.
Yeah, it was weird that the waiter sat down and looked at a book with you. But he was, I think, instead of him being a weird person, he was just trying to find something in common to get that tip.
Okay. I mean, he got a standard tip.
Oh, you didn't even give him like a little bit extra?
For what? For taking our book?
Like an extra carrot?
Cool, like being your buddy.
No, he wasn't our buddy.
What'd you tip? What percentage?
20.
Good for you.
That's what we average.
Good for you.
You know?
All right, next up. He's always getting everyone sick, and he loves doing prank calls and having people fall for his tricks. Here he is, Lunchbox.
I feel like I'm back in school. I'm coming to you today, And it's sort of like a deadline was coming up on my homework, a project, and I didn't realize it. And I ran out of time because I'm supposed to give a presentation on this JFK assassination, conspiracy theory. And my research is inconclusive, so I'm wondering if I could push it.
So you haven't done the work.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I can push it to next week.
So it's not inconclusive, you just haven't done it.
Well, it's inconclusive because I haven't done the work, so I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory.
So it's incomplete, not inconclusive.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, maybe.
Big difference.
So I'm looking if I can come back maybe Mike Tuesday, and that would be a little bit better. Give me a little more time.
Let me talk to Mike for a second. Hey, Mike D, what day was he supposed to have all this done?
He's supposed to have it today.
Oh,
that's why he brings it up.
Huh. I mean, today or tomorrow is what is what I was told.
Okay. What do you want the
Tuesday? You know,
you'll do it Tuesday.
Yes,
I will. No, I didn't say.
Oh,
no. I will give you an extension until Tuesday.
Yes,
but it needs to be really good, and now it needs to include voices and wigs.
Wigs?
I don't have wigs.
You got to find them.
Yeah, you got to find them. So if you want the extension, you've also got to make it a little better, where you will have to do it voices in your presentation of people in.
No. See,
and put wigs on to play them.
Now you're making a mockery of the presentation.
No, I'm not. I am saying,
like, I'm not writing a play.
If you need more time, then you have more time to actually create something that keeps us so entertained and enthralled that we learn about the situation, the tragedy, the conspiracy.
And wigs will do that. And voices.
I mean, how many?
All right, you just need two. Most. That's plural.
I need JFK. That guy that you say, Wilkes Booth? Or is that
That's it. You can just do those too.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. And then the other guy that you guys said did it, maybe.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lincoln?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you have until Tuesday. You must do voices and wigs, though, whenever you do the presentation.
You got your assassination.
You got it. No guns, though. Don't bring it a gun.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, I got one on my hand.
Okay, that's the one we'll do.
A banana.
Don't go full John Moran.
I got one of those, too.
A banana.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, on her Instagram, she's always linking out things she likes, and she enjoys taking her cat on hikes. Here she is, Amy.
So we were watching TV at my friend's house. I guess she has the kind of TV like we had back in the day where there's commercials that run in between things, and I have no idea what station this was on, but the kids were watching Harry Potter. And all of a sudden, my son, who's 12 years old, says, it's my lucky day. And I'm like, what? Huh? Why is it your lucky day? And we look up and Kim Kardashian is basically laying on the TV naked. Not though. She's promoting her Skims line, but she's wearing nude Skims, nude underwear, nude bra, all the things. And I just thought it was weird that they would run that ad during Harry Potter, which is a kid's film. And then...
But Spanx, though, she wasn't really naked. It was just the color of her skin, right?
Yeah.
But then your son's also like, so he's starting to be that?
Yeah, it was just more so funny that we're like, what? I was like, gosh, I'm shocked by this. But his comment to it was, it's my lucky day.
Lunch is going
to
check it out. But Eddie just looked at Lunch's computer before we came on the air. And he was looking
at, look at this.
Women bodybuilders.
Yeah.
His thing is watching really strong women eat a lot.
It said that this bodybuilder had 7 full course meals.
That's like
a
his
day.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's
he
like
loves
and
fetish.
I was just checking her out to see if I liked her or not.
You like strong.
Is
eaters.
It your lucky day?
My lucky day.
Okay, Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's smarter than Eddie's waiter. And heck, he's also smarter than our coworker Gator, Bobby Bones.
Wow. What?
Interesting.
Ouch.
Nothing to do with that. So we have two dogs, Stanley the Bulldog and Eller, who is half husky and half hound. And she is now two and a half. She's starting to be a little rebellious. We had her trained pretty good. She's not angry or she's not aggressive. She doesn't listen anymore. So I think we've looked into like...
Military school?
Boarding school.
We've looked into, because they have a thing here, they can train your dog to do what police dogs do.
What? That's amazing.
I think so too, because she has so much energy. And we really try our hardest to get all that energy out. And it's never out. So I think we're going to have, if it's not police training, they can train her to be like a house. I hate to say guard dog, but basically.
Like a security guard.
Yeah. But.
Versus a cop.
A watchdog.
We're looking at a few different places. And it's not, you don't send her away for months or anything. I don't want to do that. I would not want to send her away at all. But my wife's like, it's okay when we have kids, we have to send them away to camp, and you can't be like, I'm going to miss them.
You will miss them. But yeah.
So I think we'll find a place and send her off for a couple weeks, get that energy out, and also, she comes back and has a purpose. I think now she feels like she doesn't have a purpose. And I don't really know because I've trained all my dogs forever, but she's been not difficult as a dog, but difficult like to manage all that she wants to do all the time. She's always sniffing. She's like for perimeters all the time, trying to find out. It's crazy.
You actually see the hound in her. Going through a existentialism.
I think she's like a teenager.
Like what?
More than that,
what's my role in this life?
She needs something to do. She needs to know what to do.
So what's what we're looking for right now?
Wow, that's crazy.
It's one of those places to kind of like get her, find, like have her find a thing. There was also a story that I was going to read yesterday, but it just kind of is dog centric. But this job listing is $127,000 a year to take care of a billionaire's dogs. You're the dog nanny for $127,000 a year.
But you got to probably be with the dog.
Well, that's what you said. You're a dog. I mean, for not 24/7, but. No, but like eight.
Yeah, I'm sure the billionaire wants to enjoy his dogs.
Well, you would need two nannies if you're going to do 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
The family has two beloved dogs that require top-tier care and must be treated like valued members of the family. Hey, same for us. I mean, I'm not, that's not happening, but they're looking for a live-in dog nanny.
Oh, so you have a place to live
in? In their mansion or some sort of guest house rent-free.
Wow.
Oh, you get that on top of the money?
Well, which means you're never going
to
be off.
You'll need to coordinate all vet appointments, keep detailed records of their health and medical history, develop a personalized exercise regimen for each dog. You'll need to accompany them on domestic international trips. You'll be organizing play dates. You'll also handle all the stuff that comes with having a dog, like feeding and bathing them. The ideal candidate has lots of experience with dogs, preferably other rich people's dogs. If you're willing to work at regular hours, like weekends and holidays, and you need a driver's license, because you'll need that to shuttle them around. $127,000 plus rent.
Wow.
Plus trips. It said domestic and foreign.
Yeah, but when it says trips, but you're working, it's different than trips and you're tripping.
I'll be tripping.
But you got it. I hear you.
Sometimes with the nannies that go with like the families, they look like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
I agree. Sometimes it can, absolutely. But it's not just you go and have a good time. Because sometimes you don't at all.
Yeah. Like, you got to stay back at the hotel while we go have fun.
I don't have a nanny. I don't know, but I just see nannies,
I don't
too.
Either, obviously.
Yes. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I borrowed my friend's truck to haul a new couch to my apartment last weekend. When I was backing out of the parking garage, I accidentally scratched the side of his truck. Luckily, there are only scratches to the paint, no other damage. He took it to the dealership for an estimate. It's going to be about $500 to get a fix. He assumed I'm going to cover the cost, which is understandable. It was my fault. But the thing is, this friend also owes me money. He was hard up for cash earlier this year, and I let him borrow $800. It's been a while now, and he hasn't mentioned even paying me back. I was thinking, since he owes me more money than it will cost to repair, let's just make the deal that we're good now. And he doesn't even have to pay me back the other $300. I just don't know how to bring it up. Can I use the fact that he owes me money to cover the cost of the repair? Or do I still cover the cost since it was my fault? Signed, Money Matt. So, tricky situation. The first tricky part of it is that your friend hasn't even mentioned the fact that he needs to pay that money back, which leads me to believe that he doesn't have it to pay back. And that's what makes the rest of this unfortunate, too. Now, can you just go, we good? You cannot, sadly. Because Matt still may be in a financial crisis, which is why he borrowed the money to begin with. Therefore, Matt can't pay for his truck or pay you back. You could go, hey, we're going to call it even. But then Matt just doesn't fix the truck. That's right. Also an option.
That's what I was thinking.
But they are independent of each other. You could bring it up. And listen, if I were your friend, I would say, I'm good. I'll just drive a scratched up truck for a while until I can pay off that $500, because paying off that $500 is cheaper than paying off the $800.
Exactly.
That's what I would do if I were the friend, but they are independent things. So my advice to you is to go to him, not in an aggressive way of being like, we're good, buddy. You owe me. Suck it. You can't do that. What you can do is go, dude, I'm sorry about that truck, and total $500. You do owe me $800. If you're cool with it, I'm cool with it. I'm losing $300 in the situation, but I'm cool totally calling it square if you want to call it square. If not, we're all good. I'll just pay for the truck and you can still owe me $800. If you present it like that, he will not feel defensive. You won't make him feel like he's a loser for not paying you back. You won't create any sort of animosity. So it's all in presentation. Generally, life is presentation. You know the saying, get more flies with honey than vinegar.
Yes.
This is an instance where that happens, where you can ask for the same exact thing, but it's just all about how you ask it and how you present it. If he doesn't want to do that, you still got to pay for the truck and then hope you get your $800, because are independent. However, I would go to him and be like, sorry, that sucks. I'm an idiot. Total cost $500. You owe me $800. I'm totally free to go, like you said. What was this quote here? It was, we're good now.
Yeah.
If you want to be good. Well, and I think he'll say yes to that.
And Bobby, what's the number one thing to keep in mind when you loan anyone money?
You're not getting it back.
Right.
Especially if it's a friend. If it's somebody that you're not close to, and I don't know why you'd be loaning somebody money you're not close to, but if it's an acquaintance of a buddy or a friend's like, hey, my cousin needs money, it's different. But if it's a close friend or family member.
So you're never going to get that back?
Well, no, you just think that. Because if you don't, you'll lose a friendship. So you just have to think, well, worst case scenario is I'm not getting my money back, but I'm not going to lose this friendship over it. So you only loan money to people where if they don't pay you back, you're not going to cut the friendship off.
Right.
I've been burned a bunch of times.
Mm.
And it took me a long time to get over it. And I did get over it. And now I'm really great with the person. And I just should have always had that in mind. Sorry, Eddie.
Is it me?
But you know it's you. You know it's you. They are completely two independent problems and payments. However, I would go to him, be cool, offer it to him as an option. If he doesn't want it, that's cool too. I have a feeling he's going to take it. That's my feeling. And you probably got a buddy who knows a guy anyway. They can fix it for cheaper. I'll be honest.
Totally. It's a win-win.
Just in the paint, if it's just in the paint.
Yeah.
I mean, Lunchbox knows a guy. He's got a guy for everything.
I got a guy.
Thank you for that. Good question. I appreciate that. You can email us at any time. Morgan, what's the email address?
mailbag@bobbybones.com.
And unlike other shows, we don't fake our emails. I just want to throw that in there.
Good.
For no reason whatsoever. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. I'm going in blind. Lunchbox sent me a segment called Prayers Do Work. I think we all can agree with that, but you never know what he's up to. Lunchbox, prayers do work. Go for it.
Listen, guys, I came on here a couple weeks ago and I said, I need the prayer warriors. We always need people to pray for us. We need, you know, them in our lives. And I'm always like, does the power of prayer really work?
You're not always like that. You did this one time.
No, I've thought about that in real life. Like, okay. People are like, oh, we need prayer warriors. I'm like, I do prayers really work?
Okay.
Well, the Altima, the check engine light came on and I couldn't, when I would start it would like, buh, 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 buh. And it would take like four times for it to turn on. I took it to the shop and they said it was going to cost me a couple $1,000 to fix it. And I said, ooh.
Is the car even worth that much?
No, it's probably worth $250. And then if I autograph it, maybe $1,000. And so I took it home and I was like, I'm just going to have to figure out my next step. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to drive it with the check engine light on and the shaking. And guys, the prayers that you guys sent out, everybody out there, all the listeners, I mean, you guys must have been praying really hard, lighting the candles at church and getting on your knees and saying, you know, like when you do the prayer board at church and like, you know, for all our people suffering car problems, you know, amen. You know, They worked because just yesterday my check engine light turned off. It's no longer shaking, and I paid no money. Like, I just literally just kept driving it, and the prayers, the power of prayer healed my baby. Like my Altima, yeah, she is back. She is good.
Yeah.
And I'm driving her again. It's amazing. I don't know. I can't thank you guys enough for never giving up. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm not.
No.
What do you mean?
Hallelujah.
I'm staying away from this.
Listen.
I'm scared for him because this car has not been healed.
No, it has been healed. The power of prayer is
That's
real.
A good point. That's a
no,
good point,
no. Buzz. You know, this is honestly.
The car's probably dead. It's like its last breath.
Let me tell you what happens end of life. I've been by both my parents' side. Listen, it happens to everybody. They warn you about it. You have this sudden surge of energy, like you're near death, and then all of a sudden you kind of come back a little bit, and you kind of think, oh, whoa. But then people that know what they're doing know, hey, this probably means that the end is coming soon because that's what's happened. Don't get
so
your
So are you saying
up.
You don't believe in prayer?
No, they literally...
Are you not believing in the power of prayer?
Yeah, Amy, you're neglecting that part.
I do. So there's two sides to this. I believe in the power of prayer, and yes, maybe
there's only one. There's only one answer to this. It's prayer.
That's right.
Maybe you pray just enough to get it running one final time before it dies on you in the middle of the road.
Yeah, this is
I'm taking three trips in it.
Energy
just because I was like, wow, this is a miracle. Like, you know how they say a miracle, they come back from the dead and they saw the light. I think she saw the light, but people kept praying, and they pulled her back, and she is good.
You understand it's a machine, right?
Yeah. There's something...
Don't talk to her like she doesn't have feelings and she can't feel.
She
the
doesn't
power.
Have feelings.
You're no. telling me prayers can't work?
Neither one of us have said that.
Yeah, you keep yelling that. But.
That's what politicians do too. They'll just yell, say stuff like that.
Good point.
Oh, amen.
No. Like, I'm glad your car is not giving you problems. My fear for you is that it will end up bad and you'll be somewhere and your car will just die.
It could, but you know what? The prayers worked.
Maybe they did.
It'll get me from point A to point B for right now. And so I want to say thank you. I know everyone took time out of their day, and it's hard. Sometimes you're very busy, but you found time to get down on your knees and say a little prayer for her, and she appreciates it. She heard you, and she has been healed. She has been healed.
Why are you yelling like that, though? Like, you're not a preacher.
Now it's gotten ridiculous.
Yeah. What do you mean gotten?
What do you mean it's gotten ridiculous? You're saying prayer is ridiculous? Prayer is not ridiculous.
He got you again.
It is not ridiculous, and I ask you to pray today.
Stop yelling.
He got you
again.
Pray today.
Do you need more?
Yeah, keep praying.
For what?
That she lasts longer.
Okay.
I mean, we want to make her, she can vote now. We want to get her to 19.
Wait, what?
She's 18?
She's 18 years old.
So you can date her?
So now if she put her tassel around, you can go down.
Yeah. Flip it from one side to the other, I can date her. That's what's crazy.
Tassel goes around, he goes to town, you know what I mean?
Woo, man. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
All glory be to prayer.
I can't.
It's so weird.
I can't.
The reason I don't go blind with bits a lot.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
I'm glad your car is better.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, guys.
For now. Let's play Old Dominion Memory Lane.
Oh, boy.
We're going to come back. Old Dominion. They're going to be here on Monday show, by the way.
Okay, maybe we'll say a prayer during this song.
If you want.
Yeah, let's
you say
go.
A prayer during every song.
Sure, I will.
Yeah.
I'll do it with you.
Whatever you. Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Marquita Stevens is a Lyft driver in Nashville, Tennessee, and she's driving around. She picks up a rider. So her and the rider start talking, and Marquita's sharing the story about her daughter. She's 8 years old. She has spina bifida, and man, it's been really hard on the family. She can barely just cover medical expenses. It's been tough. Well, the rider is Matt Rogers. He's the PA announcer for the Tennessee Titans. You know, the big voice, like, it's 3rd and 8. So he's up back there. He goes, hey. This is crazy. Like,
this is crazy.
I have an idea. So he gets his phone out and he starts live streaming, guys. He's like, hey, you got to help out my friend Marquita here. And he tells her whole story to his live stream.
Oh.
He puts to him and his wife put down $500 to start it off. And then he goes on his trip. He comes back to Nashville and he opens his phone up. He's like, man, they have raised $8,000 for Marquita Stevens and her daughter. So it's really cool. He didn't have to do that. He's just in an Uber, in a Lyft, listening to her story.
That's awesome.
And he raised all that money for her.
That's awesome. So again, Matt Rogers' name?
Yeah, Matt Rogers.
Shout out Matt Rogers. Great story. I do want to pivot slightly. Is this the job you applied for?
Yeah, this is the guy that beat me out.
Oh, wow.
That's why.
Like,
Lefkoe was lowering his head, and I felt it. Like, when we talk about Shaq and he gets upset,
yeah.
I felt his head start to, like, be like,
So, yeah. But is it a double whammy that he got the job, one, and two,
he made the news.
Yep. And I mean,
how would you do third and eight?
Oh, third and eight?
Yeah.
Third down, 8 yards to go for your Tennessee Titans.
A little Bane, yeah. Like from Batman. But yeah, okay.
And I didn't know if I was on defense or offense, so I didn't know, like,
oh,
if
you're on offense.
Oh. Third down and eight. We need 8 yards, guys. Come on.
Ready to go. Don't know how we're going to get them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you cheer when you're the announcer? You encourage a team?
Not really.
Local PA can. Yeah, but you know, see, broadcasts are even homer now if they're the homer broadcast.
Right.
If
he's
like,
the Titans. Got
yeah. Yeah, I'm not the national broadcast. Yeah,
makes sense.
If it was national, I'd just be like, it's third down and eight.
You should apply for that, though.
Yeah, the national one. Maybe it's just. Maybe you're overqualified for local.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But you know, this guy, Matt, he was on American Idol, too.
That's Matt Rogers?
Wait, do you know him?
I didn't work with him, but I know him from back in the day. Kind of a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember watching him.
Wow.
He's like a former football player.
Yeah. I know the same dude.
That's
he's
awesome.
He's saying on American
guys,
Idol?
Guys, stop. Yes. Calm down. I shouldn't have said
Dang,
that.
You
now,
get,
now you guys are in love with
Matt that. Rogers.
I know Matt Rogers.
That's crazy.
I think he was Matthew on the show, possibly. Matthew Rogers from American Idol. Way before I was on there, but how about that? American television host, country singer, one of the finalists on the third season when the show was still like massive. Dang, yeah, I'd give him the job too.
Well, now he's a philanthropist.
And a philanthropist.
I mean, look at him.
Well, I'm a philanthropist.
He should come in
too.
And sing. Yeah. No, you're a philanderist.
No, I give money at PetSmart when I get my dog food.
That's your one thing where you're like, I give a dollar. Okay. Thank you, Eddie. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
I do want to put Allie on the phone. Allie in Virginia Beach is calling us right now. Good morning, Allie. What's happening?
Bobby, oh my God, I'm so excited to talk with you.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
So my best friend and I have been on the phone all morning for your Virginia Beach show for your comedy tour, and we got tickets, and we're so excited.
There you go. I feel like you didn't win something you paid for, but I appreciate that. That's awesome. So you're going to come out to the Virginia Beach show?
Yeah. So my best friend, Jen, and I, our husbands are actually first responders. My husband's a police officer, and her husband's a firefighter, and we're bringing them along with us. But we got second row, and we're so stoked.
Oh, I was going to offer you guys if you wanted to come to like the meet and greet, Q&A, hangout, but it sounds like you probably already got tickets.
No way. Are you serious, Bobby?
But if you have second row, is that not part of what the second row was? Are they not included? Usually I sell it all to...
No, so VIP was like sporadically placed, and we were just so worried about getting good tickets all together.
I'll take care of you. Just,
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Stay on the phone for a second. We'll get your information. I'll have Morgan number one call you, and we will take care of you. I'd love to meet you guys, okay?
Thank you so much, Bobby.
You're welcome. See you. When am I going to be there? September 15th in Virginia Beach. Thank you, Allie. Okay, we're going to do in just a second. Yeah, I think we'll do it. We're going to do All Amy All the Time.
What?
What's that? What do you mean? For the rest of the show?
No, just the next segment.
But I don't even know what that means.
All Amy is Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. That's the next segment. She doesn't even know what it is. That's what's beautiful about it.
Okay.
We'll be back in a second with All Amy All the Time. All Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time.
Amy all the time.
Idea what this is, so.
Well, you got sick and you missed, and then your voice has been shot for a little bit, so as the manager will do, sometimes they don't use their star players a lot and let them heal back.
Right.
Even like Countdown that Amy and I record, I'm like, hold off. So I have a lot of stuff that I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
That I just want to roll All Amy All the Time.
Roll it.
One, two, three. I have six things.
Oh, my.
Wow. Okay. That's all we call it.
Amy all the time.
Number one, movie residuals.
Oh, I got a check from Holiday Harmony.
But you got paid initially.
I did.
On HBO.
Yes, so it was a Christmas movie. I filmed it last May. So I got.
How much you make initially?
Just say it. I think you said.
Our listeners want honesty from us.
I know,
I've had to adjust because, listen, I was always ashamed when I started to be successful. Let me just be really frank for a second. I've said it. I grew up extremely poor, poverty even. I have now made a good living. To sometimes a great living, and I will have to just be like honest with people. And it's weird to say, but I think our listeners want honesty more than they want boohoo.
Yeah.
So I'm how just much saying did you
I
make?
Didn't remember the exact amount.
$1 million, like, she said.
No,
oh,
like,
wow.
$5,000 or so.
Okay.
So then yesterday, I get this thing at work. Like an envelope from my mailbox.
This thing.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Mail?
Well, they finally moved our mailboxes downstairs. Uh-huh. And what do you know? This check was sent to me in February, but I just got it.
Because you moved?
Yeah. Morgan was like, Amy, I think there's mail in your mailbox.
Wait, not moved.
The mailbox moved.
Got it.
Here at work. So I got it. Luckily, I got it in time because it says void within 180 days. And it's for $500.
You got a residual for $500?
Yes, because it said this. The reason why was for foreign showing.
Wow.
Which I don't even know what that means.
What if she's like searching for Silverman, which is a documentary mm-hmm. that I almost put in the movie docs, the movie challenge we did?
Sugarman.
Yeah. Saving Silverman's the other movie. Mm-hmm. Searching for Sugarman. Thank you. Well, he doesn't know he's wildly famous in
Brazil.
Yeah,
I believe.
Like South America.
Right.
Or South America.
Or Africa.
I know. I need to reach out to Warner Brothers and be like, what do you mean by foreign?
We also just say stuff.
I think it's South Africa.
But did they dub over our voices with other languages?
I would love to know where that was.
Same.
Lunchbox, you jealous? She's now made $5,500 acting.
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
Not jealous, angry.
Will the residuals continue out of nowhere?
They will,
wow.
In a way. Like when I did Band Slam with Vanessa Hudgens, I got checks for years. And I was paid a few thousand bucks up front. And then that was in the theater. And they started showing at other places. This one, TV was more linear only. I would get checks constantly. Okay. From it, but they would go down every time.
That's what they call mailbox money?
Yeah, but now I'll get one occasionally for $2.
Okay. Okay.
And if I'm being honest, that check never gets cashed because it's like $1.30 and it costs me more gas than to go to the bank. So, I go, yeah. That's awesome though. Congratulations.
So fun.
Next up, we're going to play Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Your water bill, is it lower now that you've had it fixed?
Well, I hired this company to come out and find my leak because my water bills have been outrageous for like a year, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars at this point. And well, do you want to guess?
No. Which
one? How are we going to guess?
Okay. Yes. It worked, guys. Guess how much my bill was.
Okay. We're done guessing.
$20.
$1 million.
$1.
$87.
Wow. That's awesome.
I know.
Hundreds that it was.
I was like, I was eagerly
really
waiting
great.
For. I've never been so excited to wait for a bill that I have to pay than I was waiting for this bill. And the fact that it was low, I was like, okay, worth the investment to hire the people that found the leak.
We give you a hard time, just like there, but that's actually great news because you struggle with it for so long.
Yes. What about the swamp? Is it still there?
Yeah.
Your yard's still wet?
No, because it's problem solved.
All right.
Okay, next up. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Someone hit your car?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, have I not updated you on this? I don't even want to admit what really happened.
Oh. So there's the original, which is Amy said that somebody hit her car.
Yeah.
So tell that story as you were going to tell it before you got sick.
I thought someone backed into me because there's like two little, like a trailer hitch probably backed into me because there's paint scraped a little bit and two lines perfectly, like right in parallel lines right below my license plate.
So somebody's trailer hitch, boat, probably. Right. Guy drove a boat.
Lower, right. Yeah. I thought for sure. Oh, gosh.
But there's an update to the first story that we hadn't even talked about.
Yeah.
What happened?
I just realized it the other day. Okay, so I pulled into the garage, but there was these boxes that were keeping me from pulling all the way forward. And I thought I was forward enough, but I started to shut the garage and then realized, you know how a garage, like right in the middle, there's metal things that go with the rolly, parallel lines. I see it go down and scrape my car. And I'm like, whoa,
garage on your car?
I didn't know, though. And the thing is, I guess whenever I thought someone hit me, that means I parked that way previously and shut the garage and walked inside and had no idea that happened.
So you hit
me. But luckily, this time I caught it. So now I'm never going to do this again. I moved the boxes and we are good to go.
Amy all the time. Right. Amy all the time. Amy all the time.
That's honestly something that could happen to anybody.
Nope. Not really.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No. Yes.
Does it ever happen to anybody else?
Nope.
All right, next up.
Okay, it's fine though. I'm going to fix it. Just a little wax on, wax off. We're good.
Miyagi, chill. Amy, you emailed the CFO.
Yes.
Why would you email the CFO of our company? Well, I like it that you did. I think it's super cool. It's initiative. It's brave. It's nerve-wracking to email the head of the company.
Well, I hosted the... Yeah, because did you know when I hosted this, I learned he's not only CFO, he's president and COO. Three titles. And I hosted this fireside chat thing, this whole event where he was getting honored with a philanthropic award. Mm-hmm. And then specifically on stage, I was with him hosting a Q&A.
I heard you did a great job, by the way.
Oh, from...
A few people.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So I thought, I'm going to send him a thank you for having, I don't know who picked what, but hey, whatever. I was there with him doing a job he needed me to do. So I thanked him for having me and it was an honor to be there, blah, blah, blah. And I got his email and of course I went back and forth of what I should write. I kept it short and sweet. Don't worry. I didn't want to go on and on. He's a busy man. But then I decided no subject line. You know?
Why?
I don't know. My friend told me that had
mystery.
Manly business energy or something.
Manly business energy?
I don't know. I just decided it was
I sometimes do no subject line.
See?
Not on purpose.
Oh.
I also have terrible tone in email because I don't have tone in email.
Oh.
Because I just write my sentence. I write what I need. How I just want to be efficient.
Yeah.
But then I'm told you should put subject lines and be a little softer.
Dang.
But that's good. Good for you. You may just look like...
I went like, hey, this is no big deal. I'm business, totally your business.
Cool. I'm business,
I'm gonna
your
send
business.
You an email. Uh-huh. And then
you reply?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is this?
Rich.
No, that's what his reply was.
Oh. New phone, who dis?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do.
New
get
laptop, who dis?
Okay, because also I sent it from my Gmail.
Okay. Why would you send it from your iHeart account? The head of iHeart.
I don't know. I didn't want to log in. It was like, I don't know.
What in the world?
So okay. I think he's fine. He's fine. Because one time our CEO, Bob Pittman, emailed me from an AOL. So I was like,
he used to run
running.
AOL.
Oh, that's why.
Crazy.
Shoot.
Well, okay. He's the OG.
Yeah.
Shoot, yeah, I mean, he replied to me, I think.
Said,
right here, it's not showing a reply, but I swear he did. Or
thank
did
you,
I
fill in
that?
Blank person. You're, well, good. I'm glad that you sent him a message.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right. So I sent my note and he replied back. Was really great, Amy. Thank you. Cannot thank you enough for hosting the conversation and more important, what you do for our listeners day in and out. What a difference you make. Thank you.
Yeah. Look at her.
I don't know.
Definitely written by his assistant.
What? It says it's his signature line, Rich Russler.
That's good. I'm glad you did that. All seriousness. That's great.
But
good
I took
you.
Initiative because I didn't
it.
Have
you have
to.
Definitely been taking a lot of initiative lately and I like it. And good for you.
Whatever.
So
I even wrote that in my thing about you when I was writing nice things about people on Instagram. Everybody on the show got a nice little blurb about him. I said that about you.
Said what? I saw you said I grow. I'm which this is me growing.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it.
All right. Well, that's it. That's what we call all Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. No more.
You have another
just
one?
Just raise your hand. We're out of time.
No, I don't
hey,
have
Amy,
more
we
to
are
say.
Out of time. We are out of time.
No, I
you
just
wanted, clapped at me and pointed.
No, I wanted to close it out
okay.
with the fact that I think to anybody listening, just don't be scared to like send a note like that or take initiative
agreed.
Or do something for yourself.
If you want something, be the squeaky. It will almost be annoying.
Which I wasn't, I mean, who knows? That email's not going to be a total game changer for me, but it opens correspondence.
We're out of time.
Yeah, Lunchbox is writing emails here.
Yeah, I'm going to start emailing the executives of the company.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Amy all the time, Amy all the time, Amy all the time.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, voicemail from last night. Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby. I just saw that you're bringing your comedically inspirational show to Tampa, and I am so excited. Question for you, though. Is Eddie coming along with you on this tour? You're amazing, but I'm a huge fan of Eddie as well, and I was just wondering, if I purchase a meet and greet, will I get to meet both of you? Love the show.
I won't say yes to that. We haven't even talked about it, but I'm also a big Eddie fan. But he what's up?
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Big fan. I'm in your fan club. But he may or may not.
We haven't talked about it.
There's a is the option that he may show up at a couple shows? Absolutely.
I mean, when I saw the list of cities, I started thinking like, ooh, what would be fun?
Which ones can I go to?
Yeah.
Eddie also has 4 kids.
Mm-hmm. So he'd have to fly us all.
And that's why Eddie won't be coming to all the shows. possibility. But who knows? But we're doing Wichita, Tampa, Vegas, Virginia Beach, Washington, D.C., Louisville. And you can get tickets tomorrow, 10 a.m. local time at bobbybones.com. It's going to be fun. I'm excited about it because I'm doing some new stuff. And I just think the game show element where I'm giving people money, a chance to win money, is going to be fun. I've always wanted to host a game show. I've also been offered to host a few game shows, but they've been game shows that aren't that good. And not network, like cable, like game show network game shows.
Like shows we've never heard of.
Game Show Network. Game shows where I'm like, it's just, I got to fly out to LA and it's like really not worth the money or time. Now, if they were like, hey, come do Celebrity Family Feud after Steve Hart, like that would be awesome. I got beat out by Elizabeth Banks for No Whammy. I was up at the end of there and they were like, we have to hire Elizabeth Banks. And I was like, I get it. She's famous. Like it's one of those.
Do you like Price is Right?
Oh, yeah. I've been in the purgatory for game shows. I've turned down some sucky ones that I wouldn't have taken, and I've not got the jobs for the bigger ones that I would like to have. So I'm always been in that middle ground.
Could the ones get your foot in the door?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, okay. Once you're stuck on the one, you don't.
I don't. Know. Yeah, and it's also you have to sign like 3 years or so. Yeesh. I don't want to go. It's not worth it to me. I would love to do a game show if it's the right one, but I'm not going to go and work my way up from the ground. I'm already on the ground floor. You know, we're good. We're doing okay.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
In a new poll, men are more likely to tell their secrets to a partner or a parent, while women are more likely to confide in a friend or a sibling.
It's interesting. Let me think about this. So my wife or my parents?
Yeah. So in your case, it would be your wife knows the majority of your secrets over siblings or friends.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that accurate for you?
It just depends on the secret, right?
Yeah.
There's some secrets you don't want to tell your wife.
You don't.
That'd
be risky.
What I take from it, too, is like, women, they're not telling their partner. They're like, I got to go to my bestie and my sister or brother.
I would imagine, that's probably accurate. I also kind of spread my secrets out to a few people
So if one comes out, I know who it was that sold it.
Wait, ooh, really?
That's cool.
Like,
well,
that?
It's people I trust. There's like two or three people that I would trust with secrets. You're one of them. But then I would know.
But so I get one secret, and then Eddie gets another secret, and then Caitlin gets...
Well, yeah, and it all has to do with what the category is.
Okay.
How do you remember this? You write it down?
Well, it's the category. I would know who I would talk to certain things
about. Okay. So if you hear it back, you know, oh, Amy must have told somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's a story about Elon Musk, and there was like an email he sent out to some employees that was some information about the company and what was going to happen in the future, and they were like, do not share this. But every company employee that they sent it out to, he put an extra space at one point in the email. And when the email got leaked, all he had to do is go look at where that extra space was.
Dang.
Oh, in a different spot. Wow. Wow.
Trust issues, huh?
That is genius.
Not trust issues.
He's suspecting something.
That is an expectation that if you send it to enough people in a company, someone's going to want to leak it. If it's not information they like, and they put a space. I've always remembered that. I do that crap with you guys, too. So
has anyone ever failed your test?
Nah. Yeah. Again, I don't share. My circle is very tight. And I would really only tell secrets to Amy or Eddie or Mike. Mike knows where all the bodies are buried, I'll be honest with you.
And Mike doesn't talk, so you're good there.
That's the thing about Mike.
Like,
I don't worry about him telling my secrets. He doesn't tell anything, ever. I'm like, all right, what else?
So there's this new beauty trend that's happening, especially in New York, but it'll make its way elsewhere. It's something called Renuva, and it's an injectable that's supposed to make you look younger. It promotes stem cell activity, but the problem is this filler is made from cadavers.
Oh, dead bodies?
Yes.
What's from it that you inject?
There's cadaver tissue. I guess there's something that they pull from it, and then they put it in you. And the problem is some people are using it. Again, it's called Renuva. And dermatologists are saying, you know, I think if people knew what was actually inside of it and where it was coming from, why are you holding up a needle?
I have to inject myself with this in the next 10 minutes.
What?
It's not Renuva, but that's what
it's not from a cadaver?
It's not from a cadaver. But
dude, you're going hard this morning?
Yeah.
It's not that kind of hard.
Where are we injecting it?
Into my stomach. I hate needles, I am dealing with an injury. And so twice a day, I have to inject myself with this.
Oh, that's so hard.
That's tough.
It's
how hard. Do you inject yourself? You want me to do it? I'll do it for you.
I can do it because I have. Do you want to see me do it?
Yeah.
It hurts and I have to do it. And it's just necessity because I have a groin injury and this is like a peptide and I do it twice a day right now. But I'll do it now if you want to watch.
Yeah, it promotes faster healing, peptide?
Basically.
You're doing it in your groin?
No, your pants stomach. Off?
Oh, okay.
I was doing it on my hip, but the hip hurts.
Oh.
And I can't quite see the hip.
Doing your neck.
No.
That would be cool.
Bro, it looks like you're doing roids.
I know.
It does.
Don't have to squeeze.
Don't pinch too much or it'll take the fluid out.
Hey, trust me.
No.
You have to squeeze.
Trust me. I used to have to do this all the time.
Oh, see, it's in.
I can't believe you did that.
And then you have to squeeze it in.
What on earth? That's crazy.
Don't release too fast.
And then I do a little dance.
Uh-huh. Make a little love.
And then I pull it out.
Wow.
Let me get where's the cotton ball and everything?
Honestly, they did give me alcohol. And, you know, I'm like a motorcycle rider with a leather jacket. DGAF, baby.
Okay.
Actually, I forgot it.
Okay.
Right, because the alcohol pad, you're supposed to wipe down before you put in the needle, because then the needle could take back.
I don't do that. I'm bad boy. I'm bad boy needles.
Okay. Wow.
I found that one on the road, by the way, this morning. And then
a used needle.
It hurts. Speaking of injectables, I was meaning to do that anyway after that break.
I know, that was unexpected.
I know. What else?
Dierks Bentley coaches his son Knox's hockey team, and when he's trying to yell at them, he's behind glass because it's hockey, so he's yelling loud. And the problem is kids play other sports that don't have glass, and he finds himself yelling just as loud, so he needs to tone it down. Here's a clip of him talking to CMT about it.
You can scream really loudly, and they can't really hear you because there's glass. But the problem is when you go to another sport like lacrosse, and you scream at your son, and he's like, Dad, I'm right here. Like, oh, sorry. Like, I'm not used to there not being glass between us. I'll tone it down a little bit. But yeah, I get a little involved, you know, get a little fired up.
Is anybody in here a big yeller at kids' sports?
I am a big yeller at any sport, even the ones I'm playing. But even if I go to, like, nephews, or I went to a Vian basketball game in Oklahoma, and it's Caitlin's nephew, I was going absolutely bonkers, where he's a ninth grader, he's playing with the senior high team, and he was looking at me, and he was like, bro, you got to stop. And I was like, no, I don't, baby. So I yell, but again, I'm not a parent. So I don't have, Eddie, you're a coach, though.
Yeah, I have to yell or they won't hear me. And sometimes I yell as loud as I can and they still don't hear me.
Mm. But you're the coach.
Yeah, you have to yell.
Yeah.
As the coach.
Do you ever yell?
Me?
Yeah, when your daughter's playing?
No. You mean if we're put in?
Oh, there you go. But when she played, I was yelling too much for her liking when I was at her games.
She doesn't like that attention at all. But I love that she loves just the camaraderie of sports. Like, she told me she's going to play again. Like, she played softball last year, and she didn't really get in that much at all because it was her first time ever playing. And she's like, I'm planning on playing again. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
She had a good
sports
time.
Sports teaches you a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes discipline. Sometimes
how to deal with loss.
Adversity. Mm-hmm. Big adversity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There are two sisters named Tessa and Raya. And for the last few years, they've been having a yard sale. And they take a lot of their toys that they don't want anymore. And not even really that used. And they have been selling them for years and years. And then they go and they work baseball games, meaning like concession stand where you can raise money for things. And they do a community events. And so far, they've done this and raised more than $10,000 to support Honor Flight, a program that flies veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit war memorials. Now think of how adult that give back is.
Yeah.
Very.
I mean, just for a kid to give back, let's say to other kids who have cancer, you're like, dang, that's crazy and that's awesome and that is... That's a kid not being selfish at all. But for kids to raise money for veterans, old people in their mind, really old people in their mind,
yeah,
to go and visit war memorials, which they may not even really know about the wars yet, that is pretty crazy. So it's $800 just about for every person that goes for the flights and to stay. And they have raised a bunch of money, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. The sisters also made care packages for the active duty military, placed the wreaths on soldiers' graves during the holidays. And so they go back to the airport too to greet everybody when they come back.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, we should like give their parents like a medal too. Because kids don't just come out doing that.
They come out of the womb just like,
I want to give back. It's a great story. So Tessa, Raya, you guys are awesome. Everybody in Ohio, if you see them walking the streets, tell them good job. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.